Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Last week in college football, it was kind of derailed a little bit by the coaching search.
I already forgot like what happened right over the weekend, the games-wise, man. Good Lord.
I mean, we had some really good games. I mean, seriously, like, think about that. Like, the big game, Ohio State, Michigan ended up being a dud.
Sucked.
But Cal SMU ended up being a phenomenal game, which, by the way, you want to talk about crap in the bed. How about SMU? SMU losing to Cal and opening the door for 7-5 Duke to play for the ACC title. Alabama had their life on the line, and they had it fourth and goal in a tie ball game with like 4 minutes left in the Iron Bowl, and Caleb DeBoer went for it from like the 6-yard line or something, as opposed to kicking a chip shot field goal. My man went for it and got it, ended up winning that. But can you imagine had Alabama not gotten that, and then they lose to like what, 5-6 Auburn? Auburn goes down and kicks a field goal and bumps Alabama out of the playoffs. We could have another opening. They may have fired DeBoer on the spot. LSU-Oklahoma ended up being a close game. That was with Oklahoma having their playoff on the line. So, and then Oregon-Washington, even though some people are debating, I think Oregon would have been fine even if they lost that game. That ended up being a great game. I mean, it wasn't necessarily the best played game in the world. No. Washington, in another shocking turn of events, their offense didn't show up in a big game. It's just embarrassing how you have that much talent on that side of the ball. In every big game, they refuse to show up. Like, I think Damon Williams could be good, but also Damon Williams may end up just being another college quarterback that got a lot of hype that never delivered on it, because their offense has too much potential to be this bad in every big game that they played. It didn't show up in one big game. And even after they put something on the board there and you kind of thought, oh, man, it's a one-score game in fourth quarter, Dante Moore rips that ball down the middle to Malik Benson, who then splits basically the entire Washington team. That footage of him, the still of him having five Huskies around him as he's splitting them, that should go up somewhere. Like, that's an all-timer in that rivalry. And Oregon cements their place in the college football playoff. So it was a great weekend of college football. And yet, ultimately, I think the Lane Kiffin thing ended up being maybe the biggest story in college football that I've seen in like 10 years. Dude, that thing was just like, it was crazy.
So many angles to it, too. Like, the whole, like, Lane files, we don't have to get into that, but just, like, the funny stuff.
Turns out Lane Kiffin's dog isn't even his. Old Juice Kiffin, the dog that he'd been posting, wasn't even his dog.
I know.
He had a fake dog for social media purposes. Yeah, the whole tarmac thing. Old Miss took Lane Kiffin's clothes and put them out on the street.
That was an older pick. That was not that one. I loved that one too, but they figured out that was just a shot of just a rack, and that did not actually happen.
I so wanted that.
Yeah, there was a tweet that said, wow, they just put old Miss just put his clothes out on the sidewalk like a hurt fiance or a hurt spouse. But no, that did not happen.
Would have been incredible. We did have everyone show up at the airport to flip everyone off. Kiffin basically trying to hold Ole Miss hostage and tried to get him to leave for LSU while continuing to coach Ole Miss in the playoff. ESPN, all their talking heads go on and basically stooped for Lane Kiffin, even though they all have the same agent. It just was an embarrassment. And then all the coaching things that went down, including a couple more firings. Right. Jonathan Smith ended up getting canned from Michigan State.
Yep.
Mark Stoops ended up getting canned from Kentucky. My favorite part about that is someone asked Mark Stoops if he would step down. He was owed $38 million. Mark Stoops goes, there is zero chance I'm stepping down. And the only reason he said that is Kentucky was trying to buy him out. So they agreed to give him his $38 million, but over several years of payments.
Yeah. You knew that was happening.
Yeah. So at this point, what we have is what? UCLA has hired James Madison's Bob Chesney.
Yep.
Which, by the way, is fun because James Madison honestly could make the College World Playoff. And if they did, if Duke ends up winning, there is a good chance that James Madison it makes the playoff. Yeah. And if they do, there will be four teams of the 12 that don't have head coaches.
He will be allowed, though.
He will be allowed.
Yeah, UCLA is letting him stay at James Madison.
Summerall as well at Tulane. If they make it, he will be allowed. So, North Texas.
I hate that hire by Florida, by the way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Summerall. It just doesn't feel like a serious hire. It feels like you're just kind of grabbing at the grab bag again, hoping that something hits. Like, I don't know what they're doing there.
So what we have basically at this point of the jobs that have been filled. So Jonathan Smith gets fired and immediately they hire Pat Fitzgerald. So the old Northwestern coach that got fired due to a hazing incident, which apparently now Pat Fitzgerald has been exonerated from. So Jonathan Smith out, Pat Fitzgerald in. UCLA hires Bob Chesney, who had taken over for Kurt Cignetti. By the way, this feels like a real like West Virginia sort of like family tree line. Well, Cooter was married to Skeezer, and Skeezer was the uncle, you know, and it's just kind of down the
line. Skeezer's cousin got married, to his sister.
Like, so what? Chesney gets hired by UCLA. Ole Miss gets the boot from Lane Kiffin, and Lane Kiffin is obviously now the coach at LSU. So Ole Miss needed a coach. They went within. They promoted Pete Golding, who's their defensive coordinator. So he's going to take over, not as the interim guy. He's the permanent guy. They went with Notre Dame. But Lane also took basically his entire offensive staff with him to LSU. So apparently Pete Golding is going to coach in the playoff. Not certain who's running his offense, but someone's going to be there. We mentioned the LSU job. Now, Florida was waiting for Lane Kiffin. They came out over the weekend and realized that Lane Kiffin was not coming to Florida, so they pivoted and they went with John Summerall. He was the coach for Tulane, so he's the coach at Florida. Then we get to Auburn. Alex Golish, who was the coach at South Florida, he was going to be the coach at Arkansas. But on his way to Fayetteville, apparently he stopped off in Auburn and decided to not be the coach at Arkansas, even though that was a done deal. And he said, not so fast. So he's now the coach at Auburn. So Arkansas was left at the altar. Yeah, at the altar. So they had to pivot because they thought Golsh was the guy. So they went with Ryan Silverfield, and he was the Memphis coach. So he's now been hired at Arkansas. Stanford went with Tavita Pritchard. Colorado State ended up going with Jim Mora from UConn. Oklahoma State has hired Eric Morris, who was the coach at North Texas.
Yep.
So if North Texas ends up getting in, they won't have a coach. Technically, they will, because he's going to be allowed, but he will be coaching for Oklahoma State and North Texas. And then we get into the ones that we know. Virginia Tech has already been filled by James Franklin. And then Kentucky has filled their coaching vacancy by going with Oregon offensive coordinator Will Stein, who we have been told will coach throughout the Oregon college football playoff run.
And to circle back around to the start of all that, what you said, Cal, still looking for a head coach. They did upset SMU over the weekend, and that was really funny. Didn't have Nick Rolovich getting a Gatorade bath on my bingo card for the weekend. But hey, wacky weekend in college football. Tosh Lupoi, Oregon defensive coordinator, being named as most likely the top candidate for the Cal job.
Yes.
This still isn't over, Sook.
No. So Oregon could be looking for two brand new coordinators, where a couple weeks ago, it didn't look like anyone was going anywhere. So it didn't sound like Lupoi or Stein were really guys that were getting kicked around a lot. But Wilcox gets canned from Cal. A lot of people thought maybe Rolovich would get that job. And by the way, he still may end up getting that job. But it sounds like Lupoi is the guy there. Stein is from Kentucky. So the moment that that job came open, Stein's name was immediately linked to that. He goes there. And then really the only big, large vacancy that's out there at this point is Penn State, which is interesting because Penn State was the very first school to fire their coach. Penn State started all of this like 2 months ago. And so throughout all of this, Penn State has been kind of quiet. The only name that you've heard from Penn State is really Brian Daboll, who was the fired coach of the New York Giants. But it sounds like right now the scuttlebutt on the street is that Penn State has focused on one man, and they are trying to make Kalani Sitake, who is the BYU head coach, their guy. So here's another one. If BYU beats Texas Tech in the Big 12 title game this weekend, which probably won't happen, Texas Tech dog-walked BYU earlier, but if they were to do that, BYU would get to go to the playoff, and they could be without their head coach because he would be coaching for BYU and Penn State simultaneously. So I think that's pretty much everything. And I mean, this carousel has been freaking nuts.
Yeah, and in 2 years, half these schools are going to be making hires again, Sook.
Buttercup, Mary, Humperdinck in a little less than half an hour. That's what we're dealing with here. Dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria. But I would also like to point out that somehow all the schools that are doing this and that are paying out hundreds of millions of dollars to coaches that aren't coaching there anymore and are giving out hundreds of millions of dollars to coaches now that in a couple years they'll be paying to not coach. These are the schools that are asking the federal government to step in and solve a problem that they have created because they can't control themselves. Also, fun note, and the whole Lane Kiffin thing, Jimmy Sexton, who is Lane Kiffin's agent, who's also the agent of everybody, he's Nick Saban's agent. He's basically, if you are in the world of college football, you are a Jimmy Sexton client. Apparently, that son of a bitch negotiated a deal where if Ole Miss keeps winning in the playoff, Lane Kiffin had bonus structure, right? So for every game that Ole Miss wins, Lane Kiffin gets like $250,000, $300,000 from Ole Miss. It is now in his LSU contract that if Ole Miss wins any games in this playoff, LSU has to pay Lane Kiffin bonus money because of what Ole Miss is doing. And LSU is like, cool, I agree to that.
I want you so bad.
This is less than a month after the Louisiana governor stood on a podium and said that we will never, ever put ourselves in the situation where we have the Brian Kelly thing where they had to pay Brian Kelly $58 million. He literally said that a month ago. And then they just went and gave Lane Kiffin $13 million a year, $90 million guaranteed with an 80% buyout and bonus clause for what Ole Miss is going to do and a commitment supposedly to give him $25 or $30 million every year in NIL budget. But the governor just got done saying that they'll never put themselves in a situation. But the system is broken because of someone other than these schools, and we need government intervention. Did I miss anything on that?
No. I think that was a really long segment because that was a lot of happenings over the weekend, man. Good. I don't remember as active of a coaching carousel like in a 72-hour period.
With big names.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.